Outside of those areas, 530-876-3222. All right, Christy, we are so set. Welcome aboard.
Why, thank you. That was a beautiful intro.
Well, good. That's the idea. When I help you to connect to that marvelous good energy that you've used to combine with your studies to help to bring us something that feels so good, and not only when we apply it to our skin, but the rest of our body is the things that absorb into our skin. The body's going, yeah, we like it too. So tell me a little bit more detail how you got involved in all this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I was actually raised by pretty holistically minded parents. You know, from homegrown veggies to jojoba hair conditioner, you know, from an early age I was exposed to those things. And so I think I was very open and interested in plants and, you know, shopping trips to health food stores from a pretty early age. And so, as you had mentioned, when I went off to college, I just naturally gravitated to the chemistry department, to the botany programs, and that's just what I was really interested in. But as most college students do, I got a side job, right? And
mm-hmm.
I found this really neat health food store. It was a local health food store, and the owners were just really passionate, interesting people, so I got a job there. And, you know, what I found there was the other end of the spectrum. You know, here I was doing plant research, and I was on the retail end of it, where all of these good ingredients are then put into pills, put into creams, put into food and sold. And it was really fascinating to see what methods companies use to do that. And I was working in the skincare section of the store, and every day I would have people come in and say, you know, I'm allergic to fragrance, or I'm allergic to preservatives, or I'm allergic to something. I don't know what it is, but I can't use most skincare products. And specifically when they would come in with an ingredient that they knew they were allergic to, such as parabens, fragrances, specific preservatives and things like that, they would say, well, what can I use? And we would comb the shelves. And most times we would not really find anything that they could use, even in a health food store. And I was shocked.
The store owner
was shocked. It was just mind-boggling. So the store owner, being the character that he was, he says, okay, smarty pants, you work in a lab at Michigan State University. Why don't you start putting together some concoctions for my customers? You know, this one needs a, you know, something for her face, and this one needs something for her eczema, and they can't have synthetic ingredients in there. You know, come on, what can you do for me? So that really planted a seed for me. So I graduated from college, and I did get a job in the plant research department, and I did work in the lab, and I continued to work at this health food store, and I formulated on the side. I formulated in the lab. I formulated in my kitchen. I was spreading concoctions on every person in my life, getting them to try things and smell things. And for all those people out there, thank you. And,
people are going, beware, look out, Christy's coming.
Yeah.
Roll up your sleeves.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other topic of funny stories. But,
okay.
You know, so the customers of the store, they responded very well. They really liked these concoctions I came up with, and I would find myself delivering them to people's houses on the weekends, and they were coming back to the store for more. And, you know, the response was incredible, and it that's where it happened for me. I knew what I wanted to do, you know, I wanted to formulate products that people could use. And that also, you know, sparked me to start doing a little bit of research. Well, why are they allergic to this? Or why do they break out when they, you know, when there's a fragrance in a product? So I got really interested in that aspect of it, too. So that's really how I became interested. And so I spend a lot of time formulating, and I do have to say that one of the women that came into the store who needed some help with her skincare products Well, she ended up introducing me to her son, who is now my husband. So, you know, that was very, that was quite magical, right?
Yes.
And he's a scientist, so we're a great match. And so we moved to Colorado from I was in Michigan, moved to Colorado, and that's when I started Body Botanicals, and I started to sell some of my original, you know, formulations, and that really just grew. We had a really great local following, and then we grew nationwide, as you had mentioned. And so that was it. That, you know, you get the bug, right, for something, and it's just so interesting, and you just love it, and you're so passionate about it. And so that was a launching pad for us.
That's
where we started. And then I think, well, you had mentioned how Tilvi came to be. So Body Botanicals was our original company, our original brand. And a few years ago, we had decided that we really wanted to reformulate our brand. We want to reformulate our products, meaning we wanted to add new ingredients. We wanted to source more organic ingredients. We really wanted to sort of even set the bar even higher, you know, for our standards. And so we launched a whole new brand. Tilvi is our new brand. It's eco-ethical skincare. And we, in our first phase of products we've launched, they're very antioxidant-rich products. And, of course, the way that I formulate, every ingredient has a job. Every ingredient has a function. There's no fillers. There's not an ingredient in there just to fill or just to preserve or just to smell nice. They all play nice together. And
playing nice together, huh? Oh,
nice
I've heard
together,
of this.
Yes. you know how important that is.
Absolutely.
Anywhere you
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
Nice
if it's happy in the jar. And,
exactly.
Yes. It's just
exactly.
Like you want to go up to someone's house, and if you walk up to the door and you hear people laughing and having a good time, you can't wait to get in there. Well,
you're
I'm
right.
Sure that's what your products are saying. Oh, we are having so much fun. We can't wait to be put on someone's skin and make them happy, too.
Exactly. And the thing is you can do that. You don't have to use chemicals in skincare. You just have to formulate them. So you have to spend a little bit more money in your research and in your formulas, and you have to put a lot of thought into it. And you can't expect that a product sits on the shelf for 3 years. You have to, you know, smaller batches, source higher quality ingredients. It can be done. You know, we've shown that it can be done. There's many companies that have shown it can be done.
Okay, so that's an important part.
Yes,
of shelf life.
Part.
So if something has a 200-year shelf life, you might not want to put it on your skin.
Run the other way. If it has that long of a shelf life. That's definitely something to look for. But, that is a big question. You know, why aren't more companies making skincare products that are safe? You know, you shouldn't have to compromise your safety to put on your daily moisturizers and makeup and deodorant. It shouldn't be an either or, right?
Yeah.
So the thing is with the skincare industry, I don't know how much you know about the skincare industry and its regulation, but there's a lack of regulation. And that is a big problem. It's not regulated hardly at all. Ingredients, hardly any of the ingredients are tested for their safety at all. In fact, around 89% of the 10,500 ingredients used in personal skincare products have never been tested for safety.
How many?
Approximately, this is a statistic, approximately 89% of the 10,500 ingredients used in skincare products have not been tested for their safety.
Oh. Wow. So if you keep moving to new neighborhoods, and you could try those chemicals out on different people, that's terrible. Wouldn't one of folks forgive me? That is bad humor. I was thinking to myself, my gosh, the FDA is practicing the Christian virtue of turn the other cheek when it comes to testing ingredients. And of course, what I thought to myself is when you have them turn the cheek back, you see the terrible skin from the toxic chemicals. I guess I really want to call upon some of your expertise because, unfortunately, we've seen the planet become chemically polluted, and now you're bringing to mind another adventure that we have to face up, that our government isn't there going to tell us about really safe things that are in our skincare products, and it's left up to good folks like you to actually stand up for our health and safety. So thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, it's a very curious topic, really. You know, speaking of the FDA, cosmetic industry is not monitored by the FDA, and furthermore, they don't require testing, nor do they require adequate labeling. Particularly, they do not require companies to disclose all of their ingredients. So there is not transparency in labeling. We at Tilvie, we disclose all of our ingredients, the Latin and the common name, fully, but that's not required. And a lot of companies don't. And here's what happens. They can disguise some of the really nasty chemicals behind terms like fragrance, proprietary, formula. Fragrance is a big one. It can be made up of hundreds of really nasty chemicals. And they're not required to list that out. If they had to list that out, first, they wouldn't have enough room on the jar. Secondly, it's a mouthful, and it would be very scary. And so,
yeah.
we would really like to push for transparency in labeling. Mm. We deserve, we have the right to know what we're putting on our skin.
Yes. Now, something that you probably aware of this, but I don't know how many of my listeners are, and you can probably explain a little bit. For instance, when there may be some fragrance or something like that, or I was just thinking in the food industry, they have gone to extensive lengths to be able to use chemicals to duplicate wonderful food flavors, whether it's vanilla or strawberry or chocolate, you name it. And yet, to the smell, to the taste, the body is thinking, oh, I'm having the fresh strawberries. And in reality, they're having a list of chemicals that aren't all that wonderful, but they've got a whole art form on how to blend chemicals to get it to smell or taste like real food. I mean, when did having real food go out of fashion?
Yeah, Kenneth, you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct with that. And that happens in the skincare industry as well. You smell something and you think, oh, kiwi watermelon, how lovely. Well, guess what? Kiwi watermelon is not a natural fragrance. You know, and most likely if you smell something and it smells almost sticky sweet, it's not real. Because a lot of times, these natural extracts, they have a more earthy smell. They're not that sticky, sweet, floral smell that you smell a lot of times, which is a synthetic fragrance. So that's something to look out for. And a lot, it usually will say on the label fragrance. So you definitely want to stay away from fragrance.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And when you're using fragrances, am I understanding it's using some essential oils?
Well, yeah, that's the fun of it. You know, nature gives us everything that we need. And you can get some lovely scents out of essential oils. And what we do at Tilvie is we, you know, look at the product and determine, well, what do we want this product to do? And then we gear our essential oil blend to be therapeutic for, you know, that goal or that product. And then also to blend it so that all the different essential oils just smell nice together. Again, that goes back to every ingredient plays well together. They have a function. And so that's how we scent our products. And then we also, a lot of the products, we don't put essential oils in at all because, for example, we have a pomegranate body butter that we sell. And one of the
ingredients... Is that the Ospi pomegranate, or...?
That's the mask.
Oh, the mask, okay.
Yeah, that's the mask. But the butter, one of the ingredients is raw, unrefined, organic coconut oil. And I don't know if you've ever smelled it, but it smells like coconut. It's beautiful. And so that is one of the ingredients. That's what the product, the finished product, smells like. So why add anything else? Then, you know, it's simple. You have this inherent raw ingredient, you know, aroma of the coconut. You can smell the pomegranate. And it's really lovely. You know, you don't have to kind of douse everything with a scent, right?
Yeah.
So we try to keep it simple, and when we you know, show our products to people, we try to create the image in their head. Like today, we were out demoing at a store, and we were giving them out free samples of the butter. We would sort of create a vision in their head. Now we said, now this product is formulated with, you know, a rich and creamy pomegranate oil and organic unrefined coconut and organic vanilla extract. So, you know, smell this and smell this warming aroma, and people would go, oh, yeah, you're right. And they were in love with it.
Mm.
All natural.
Uh-huh. So how did you get them to leave the table so other people could come? That's a problem.
I had one woman rolling up her pant legs and rubbing it all over her, and people were laughing. It was a good time.
Oh. Now, I noticed on your website, Tilvee.com, TILVEE.com. When we go in and look at the things, we have the ability to check out all the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So the pomegranate lush body butter ingredient list here is, you know, right there we can look at. And what you left out, the sodium lauryl sulfate.
Yeah. We just figured we didn't really want to give somebody a rash or a toxic liver or cancer.
Ah, well, yeah. So I guess if you would, because this is going to be new to some of the people tuning in, is there, I don't know if it's on your website, or if you could give us a few of the things when we're going in and looking,
okay.
Because
yeah.
Not everywhere is going to have the Tilvee products yet. Are there some, like, hot things to avoid?
Yes, there are. I can give you a few that, if our listeners, if you will, everybody out there, after you're done here, you know, go to your room, your bathroom, your bedroom, wherever you have your products, and read your labels, and I guarantee you will find one of these and one or more of them. A big one that for me is the fragrance, which we've already spoke about. Also, parabens. Parabens are usually at the bottom of the ingredient list, and they are a very common preservative. And they're a hormone disruptor, so they're of particular interest to a lot of the cancer organizations. They've been really looking into parabens. And something that has been found about parabens recently is that concentrated amounts of parabens were found in tissue samples from human breast tumors, which is really scary. So what that says to us is that when you're putting these products on your skin and you have a preservative such as parabens, they don't know the difference between your cells, you know, and what's maybe growing in the bottle that it's supposed to be attacking. It attacks your body. It keeps working as it absorbs into your skin, into your organs, and it is wreaking havoc on your body. Fortunately, a lot of companies are starting to wake up and take the parabens out of their products. Not all companies have. Some of them are. The problem is that they're replacing them with, you know, new preservatives on the market that don't have any testing. And parabens, when they were first introduced, nobody thought that they were a problem either. But now that we have some history, now that we've had enough time, enough hormone disruption, now we're seeing the results. We're seeing breast cancer on the rise, which is it's you know,
And let me think, between men and women, which group has tended to use a lot more lotions and body care products?
Well, I can actually tell you, women use approximately 12 personal care products a day, which gives you approximately 168 chemicals. Men use about half of that. 168 chemicals, you know, that's a lot of chemicals. So, you know, that's a pretty scary number, you know, because we do inhale, ingest, and absorb everything that we put on our skin. So,
yeah.
And the breast cancer rate is on the rise. It rose 60% in the last 8 years, and you have to wonder why. So,
food. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I know, you know, just a little bit of a plug. I mean, if you go onto advancedliving.com, there's research from the Fred Hutchins Cancer Institute up in the Washington area, and they noticed electromagnetic fields that, you know, that had an effect on the pineal gland and the melatonin production, which had an effect on estrogen production, and in some animal studies, they were showing that that was leading to the higher incidence of breast cancer. And so there's certainly a number of things in our high-tech world and in the use of chemicals that are showing up as increased disease rates. And, you know, and here you are helping us to know this huge number of chemicals that are in the typical stuff that we're putting on our skin. So there's the parabens, and can you say a little bit about the, because there's so many foaming things, whether it's like as toothpaste or soaps or whatever, that sodium lauryl or laureth. Like, you help me with those terms a little bit,
yeah,
would you?
Yeah, the sodium lauryl laureth sulfate. A lot of people are sensitive to that ingredient. It's irritating. There's still not enough research on those ingredients to know exactly what's going on, but we do know that a lot of people are just very sensitive to them. They're irritating. They cause dermatitis. And there's alternatives. The thing is if there is an ingredient that you know, disrupts your hormones or is carcinogenic or whatnot, if there's an alternative, you know, then you should be moving toward that. And companies, there are a lot of companies that are moving away from the sodium lauryl sulfate, fortunately. So check your toothpaste, check your shampoo. If you see that ingredient in it, find an alternative. Another ingredient that's pretty common, it's considered a wetting agent. It sort of, you know, helps with the washing and the wetting and the lathering. You'll see it in the label listed as DEA or TEA. Now, the problem with these two is they don't play well together, because if you have those products together, what they can do is they can cause a chemical reaction, and that becomes a carcinogenic ingredient. So you don't want to have those in your products at all. Another common one, especially for parents out there, this is something to consider, is the antibacterial agents. The triclosan is a big one. They're sort of encouraging the rise of drug-resistant bacteria. It's a problem. It's becoming a little more well-known, but still you'll see at the schools the kids are just overloaded with these antibacterial wipes. And it's a tough call, because you think, well, gosh, you know, I don't want my kid to get the flu, or I don't want to get the flu for that matter. But it's suggested that they are encouraging the rise of these drug-resistant superbacteria. So, you know, something that we do, for example, in a product such as like a first aid product that we sell, it's a calendula and comfrey healing balm, we say, okay, well, we know we want it to be antibacterial, right? If somebody is putting something on a wound, we want it to fight bacteria. So again, we go back to nature and say, well, what types of essential oils and extracts are antibacterial, naturally antiviral, and we formulate with them. So it can be done. The industry just has to shift. So
Okay. Now, on your website, where mm-hmm. would we find this way? Because, all right, you're acknowledging, yes, it's important for people mm-hmm. to take into account the protecting the body from some of these germs and other infectious-causing things. You're also pointing out that with using antibiotics, that it's actually increasing the number and the strength of these toxic elements. There's now, what is it called, drug-resistant staph infection. The antibiotics have gotten so bad, some of my resources are telling me, that now there aren't drugs that will knock this stuff out except for, one of them I'm proud to offer, the Super Silver, which will combat that drug-resistant staph. But anyway, you're making the point that it's so important that we can't keep using antibiotics, that there's natural means that will give us what we want. Now, on your website, where would we go to find some of this stuff?
On our website, we have, on our left bar, we have a whole list of pages to go to. And our website's really interesting. It's a good hub if you want to learn, what's in your skincare products, what you don't want in your skincare products, what's the toxic ingredients you should avoid. We have recipes. We have other websites and companies that we support on there. So it's a good place to go. And on the left-hand side, you'll see a link called Toxic Ingredients. And you can click on that, and that gives you just some information on some of the toxic ingredients that we talk about. And then on the bottom of the page, it gives you a few websites you can go to if you want to further your knowledge or further your reading.
Great.
So, yeah, so that's a good place to go. It's a good place to start, definitely.
Yeah, and then for the parents can do for their kids at school when they're washing their hands, or what do you have that they can use?
We actually don't have any natural antibacterial wipes or whatnot, but there are companies out there. If you shop at a health food store, there are a few companies out there that do sell hand sanitizer and wipes that are made with all natural plant extracts and essential oils, and I use those.
Yeah. Well, now I see here that you have several cleansing bars, a tea
mm-hmm.
tree,
mm-hmm.
Facial cleansing bar, and then you have, an antioxidant. So I guess the tea tree is one of those things that is known to fight the bacteria and other things like that.
Yeah, those you were reading up on our facial cleansing bars, and so the tea tree facial cleansing bar is antibacterial, naturally antibacterial. It's not a harsh antibacterial agent, and so for somebody who may be prone to having bacteria issues on their skin, such as acne, some people with rosacea have some issues with bacteria overgrowth on their skin as well. And the tea tree cleansing bar is just so nice and gentle. It has lemon in there and tea tree ingredients that naturally help to increase your body's immune system. You know, it's how it functions
mm-hmm.
as an immune system, this outer layer immune system, for your whole body. And it's just gentle enough. A lot of times people, we've all done this, especially as teenagers when we have acne. You tend to go overkill on your skin, right? You think you're just going to scrub it so hard that, it's going to get extra clean. And you don't want that. You don't want something that's too harsh on your skin, because then your skin comes back at you and tries to overcompensate and gets all out of whack, all out of balance. And so something such as the tea tree bar is a very gentle, natural way to support your skin in its normal, natural functioning. So, yeah.
Ah, okay. Wow. I was just, as you were talking about that,
mm-hmm.
Thinking of the kids and school, and I thought to myself, I wonder, while you're on, could there be a product that would actually, let's say they they just rinse their hands. They're not using, they get permission, or I don't know if parents have to send a note, I don't want Susie or Bobby to use this kind of soap.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some cream, or they can take some of this bar, some a lotion that they could put on that would have also, you know, be kind to their skin, as well as with some tea tree or aloe or something that would,
yeah,
would accomplish that.
Well, you can.
That may already be in your product line. I don't know.
You can do things at home. You know, you don't, if you have a time and you want to be a little creative, you can do things at home. Something that I have done is, most parents have wipes in their house, baby wipes, and if you get a natural baby wipe or even just paper towel or whatnot, you can make up a little spray bottle of tea tree and water, or tea tree and lemon and water, or tea tree and vinegar and water, and use it as a spray. Sometimes I've put a little baggie of wipes in my daughter's backpack and a Ziploc baggie, and I've just sprayed a little bit of this tea tree lemon mixture in there, and that's her wipes for the day. And she can, you know, wipe her hands before she eats her lunch. She can, you know, wipe her table at lunch, you know, after she uses the restroom, after she is on the playground, you know, things like that. Or just when you're out, you know, and you're out,
yeah,
shopping with your kid, you just have this little baggie of these wipes, and you you can spray it with these all-natural essential oil blends.
Yes, yes, I know. I had some of the kids that came for candy dressed as Howard Hughes, and they had to use rubber gloves to get the candy. Well, so you are being creative,
yeah,
with, you know, with the ways to do this, and I think that's really adds a lot to it. Now, go ahead, share a little bit more about some of the wonderful ways that you're finding, you know, different things that are making your products kind of unique out there.
Yeah, well, one thing that, you know, we have just talked about was that all ingredients are functional. They're functional in the formulas, right? I think that's really important. The other thing that we do is we incorporate a lot of super fruits and antioxidants into our products to really, you know, with all of the environmental pollution and all of the free radical damage and sun damage and just stress in life, you know, you need all the help you can get sometimes, right?
Yes.
So we use a lot of super fruits in our products. We love, love, love pomegranate and acai, mangosteen, raspberry, cranberry. So we get these beautiful extracts from these super fruits and berries, and we put them in our products. So it's really fun, and it just really adds this zest to the products. So that's something that we're very proud of. Another thing that makes us different is, I think, our green mission. You know, we go to great lengths to research sustainable packaging, the chain of suppliers and organic farmers, and making sure everything is fair trade. Everything has been tested to make sure that it's pure. You know, going paperless, you know, we don't send out big, thick catalogs that we know people will throw away. Instead, we have made our website a hub so that we're not wasting lots of paper. So those are sort of our green activities, right?
Yeah.
And another thing that I think makes us very different is that for us, it's not just about skincare. It's not just about selling skincare products. I would give it all away if I could. For us, it's more about promoting awareness and education and setting an example of what the green beauty industry should be. We're about connecting with people and helping people and, you know, networking, and we're all in this together. So we really do support our customers, and I have a fantastic team here. Kenneth, you've had the pleasure to meet one of my team members, Tamara, and so you've seen firsthand that my team, you know, it comes from the heart. We are passionate about this, and we are passionate about it being, you know, Tilvi being a small piece in a really big picture. And
yes.
So, yeah. So I think that's what makes us different.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's excellent. And I guess there would be some people that would ask to confirm any animals used in testing or this kind of stuff. I mean, that just to cover that base.
No, absolutely not. And in fact, we have submitted some of our suppliers to animal testing agencies to you know, so that everybody kind of knows everybody's practices and to get our certifications and to make sure that you know, they know that our suppliers do not test on animals. We don't want to harm any animals.
Yeah.
We're definitely very proactive in that department as well.
Okay. Well, that's good. And then you're using ingredients that are natural, that have stood the test of time for, what, the thousands of years?
Yes.
So if someone says, well, I don't know, is this safe? You could let them know, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, another tool that we use is something called the Cosmetic Database. And it's a database, it's an organization that is trying to compile all the ingredients that are used in the cosmetic industry, and they're trying to compile all the data, all the research on them, and any tests that have been done for safety. And we're really trying to work with them to submit our ingredients and submit our products and sort of be a part of a community that is compiling this data and then submitting your products and your formulas to them and them rating you for your toxicity level. So that's a really interesting website to go to. It's the cosmeticdatabase.org, and you can look up ingredients on your labels if you're just not sure what it is and what it does, and if it's toxic, you type it in and you look it up. If you're using a specific brand that you want to see how toxic they are, you type in the brand and you look them up. Now, the database isn't complete yet, you know, it's a big project, but it at least gives you an idea of where your ingredient or your product stands. And that's also a way for companies, well, not all the companies have been submitted willingly, but the companies that have submitted themselves willingly, such as ourselves, it's also a way for us to show everybody that we are being transparent with our practices and our ingredients, and that we are trying to be a part of a community that is really digging deeper into our ingredients and trying to find out the truth behind them and making sure that they are safe.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's important. And that website, again, that people can go to?
Yeah, it's www.cosmeticdatabase.org, and it's on our links section of our website. We have a lot of really interesting links on our links page. Some are, you know, research sites. Some are just fun, you know, fun green sites for recipes, and it's a nice range of links and resources for you.
Oh, good, good.
Yes.
Well, this is important. Now, we want to, I guess, if you were going to give people some advice, for instance, they may not be able to go from throwing everything out to totally revamping. So I don't know if you have like some things that you could say, okay, well, here's some of the initial steps as you're moving in the direction of doing healthier things. Are there some of your products that you'd say, well, here, be sure if nothing else, use these, and then as you move ahead, add some other things in?
Yeah, I can definitely give you some steps you can take. I think first and foremost, before you purchase anything, and of course, look at everything that's already in your house, read your labels. Take some time to read your labels a lot of times, if you can't pronounce the word, you might want to look it up and see if it's toxic or not. And get familiar with just looking up ingredients on your labels or getting on the cosmetic database. And just don't, maybe choose a stance where you just don't bring in any more ingredients and any more products into your home that have toxic ingredients, you know? You have the power. You are paying for these products. You don't have to pay for chemicals. And maybe start with things like your cosmetic, your beauty products, your toothpaste, your shampoos, your deodorants, your lotions, and maybe like your laundry detergent. A lot of people have skin issues because of the strong, strong perfumes in their laundry detergent. So maybe switch to something that's fragrance-free or switch to something that's just all natural, along with your cleaning supplies. Try to go with fragrance-free. Fragrance is in a lot of cleaning supplies, and you can usually get unscented versions, and there's definitely very clean companies out there too. So that's some things that you can do. Another thing is when you're out shopping, try to choose local and organic as much as possible. I know that organics are sometimes a little bit more expensive. But like I always tell people, in the long run, it's cheaper than what your health bills will be if you're really sick. And the importance of choosing local, you know, it supports your community. You can find a farmer's market. And, you know, it's definitely more appealing to get tomatoes that have been shipped, you know, 10 miles rather than 2,000 miles, right?
Yeah.
So that's something else that I recommend people to do. Another thing is if you're a reader, there's some really interesting books out there. I'm just going to give you two of my favorites. One is called Not Just a Pretty Face by Stacey Malkin, and it's a lot of eye-opening information about the cosmetic industry, and she has a really great story. So again, that's Not Just a Pretty Face by Stacey Malkin. And then another book that is just fun. If you just want to laugh and learn about all kinds of ways to do things at home and save money and, you know, your recipes at home, everything from scrubbing your tile to freshening up your laundry to making, you know, homemade healthy meals. And she just has resource after resource in her book. She's just a fun gal. And that book is called Gorgeously Green by Sophie Uliano. And, again, that's Gorgeously Green. And you can go to gorgeouslygreen.com as well. So those two are my favorites. And you can
okay.
check them out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's
yeah.
your homework.
Oh, boy. All right. We got things to do.
I know what you're all doing on Sunday.
Yes. We're getting on the website, and you know, we've now got some books to add to our collection, as
yeah.
well as that, as well as to be able to go to the cosmetic website to check things out, cosmeticdatabase.org, so that if you don't know what it is, or even if you do, you can always go there, type it in, and check it out to see what you're putting on your skin, because what you put on your skin works its way in, okay? Mm-hmm. There's a little reminder, folks. It doesn't just stay on the surface, make the skin better, and then disappear. It integrates into your body. Ooh. So now, here's an experiment for you from the humor section. Can we experiment and see if we can actually put enough good whole food ingredients into skincare that giving someone enough full body massages with a wonderful product, they wouldn't have to eat? Because they're getting so much nutrition through their massage. I don't know if this could be done, but for those humor moments, maybe we can do a Saturday Night Live skit on this.
Or that's a new a business idea.
Yes, don't have time to eat. Had your mouth taped over because you're talking too much. not a problem. Rub a meal, we'll call it. Tell me a little bit as we kind of get into our last few minutes here, other kinds of things that you'd want to share, because you've got such a wealth of knowledge and these, you know, the Tilvi products, things about them or directions of, you know, of new products. What, you know, I want to turn you loose here a bit.
Well, I want to make sure that I put it out there to everybody that if you ever have any questions or need advice or anything at all, don't ever think it's too silly or too this or that. We are here. You know, we answer our phones and we answer our emails. So use us as a resource, truly. The other thing that I would say is that try to go to your local health food store and see what kinds of events are going on. A lot of stores have free talks in the store. Today, for example, we were giving out free samples at an event at a store, and literally the flyer for the event said, you know, come to our store on this and this date. We're going to give a lecture on a sustainable lifestyle, and we will have free giveaways, free gift baskets that they're giving away, free skincare products, and we will have a chef come hungry is what the flyer said. And it was a hoot. It was so much fun. There was coffee. There was bars. There was a vegetarian chef in bread and hummus and cheese and skincare companies and makeovers and beautiful gift baskets of all these natural vitamins and foods, and then a lecture, and this was all free. And just the people that we met there today, the other companies doing phenomenal things, and these customers, these beautiful customers, they were just such amazing, curious people. It was just so inspiring. And there's events like that, you know, all over the place in your community. So go and be a part of it. It's about connecting, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And do you list the events where you're going to be at? Because if the listeners in the Colorado area find out you're going to be there,
Sometimes we do list them on their website. To be really honest, a lot of times it goes up on the website after we've done it.
Okay.
We'll have pictures, summaries,
teasing us
links.
Here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we do a lot of outreach sort of events. You know, if there's a talk about, you know, that the Breast Cancer Fund is involved with, or the Environmental Working Group, or authors, or even just events where they're having silent auctions, you know, we if there's something going on, we want to be there. We love it. And sometimes we advertise them on the website, and like I said, sometimes after the fact, we will give a link to, you know, some information and a summary and things like that. So, you know, if somebody's particularly interested, they can get a hold of us. But I encourage everybody, no matter where they live or what town they're in, is to try to see what other people are doing and try to get involved.
Now I was noticing here where you put in that section about customer raves, and we have one of the Green Bay Packers wide receivers shows him there holding, is that some of the lip balm?
Yeah, that's Ravel, and he likes our lip balm.
Okay, well, that's important, and in Green Bay especially. Yes, one of my favorite sayings of my mom's was, you know, don't make me laugh, my lips are chapped. And because that could be painful, but with your balm, we could tell her all the jokes we'd ever want.
It's the best lip balm you'll ever try, truly. It lasts through a meal, through a cup of tea. If you put it on before you go to bed, you'll wake up and you'll go, wow, my lips are still moist. It can endure a very long conversation.
Okay. Has this been tested at kissing booths at state fairs?
Ooh, that might be our next event.
I was just thinking, yes.
I bet we could get a big turnout.
Exactly. Yes, that was a good piece of promotional information disguised as humor, folks. We're here helping our guests, and just want to take time as we wrap up to say a big thank you, Christy, for taking time. Folks, go to visit tilvee.com and learn more about Christy and her wonderful products. And Christy, thank you for taking time to share so much value with our listeners today.
Thank you for the opportunity. This is fun. I'm glad we met you. This is great.
Oh, good. Well, just wish you all manner of success. And as things go, we stay in touch with our different guests at times and sometimes have them back or post things on the website. So thank you, thank you. And beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in and wishing a happy new month to Christy and all my listeners. And tune in next week every Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. on the East Coast, wherever you are in the world, tune in, and we'll love to bring you more goodness. Until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now.